one big thing that I think everyone is really, really familiar with as kind of an icon of Special Olympics New Mexico is the law enforcement torch run. I mean, that everyone like, hey, the torch run. All right. Yeah. Right. And you know, how long has this the torch run been around here in New Mexico?
I mean, it's the 80s.
It's such an iconic thing that it's been around for quite some
time. Right. And the cool thing about torch run is that it really makes all of our big games seem like the Olympic Games, because we have law enforcement officers who run a torch into the games and light a cauldron. So it gives our athletes.
I mean, it's like,
yeah,
the Olympics games.
It is.
I mean,
and we have three of them. We have three games where they light the whole huge torch. And so we have three Olympics every year. So
I like that.
It's really cool.
So everyone get, you know, they get to participate. They get to enjoy themselves, and they get to, you know, these Olympic type sports. And I'm sure they feel like, hey, I'm in the Olympics.
It's really cool. And we do have athlete delegates who are part of the law enforcement torch run. They serve as ambassadors or leadership counterparts. So there's definitely strong athlete involvement as well.
Now, Special Olympics New Mexico has extended its reach, and I keep bringing back the community because it's all about the community and being a family unit. And lots of individuals out there from the community have helped. And if individuals say, hey, they want to help, they want to find out more information how to help Special Olympics New Mexico, what are the different ways to help, to give? What can people do out there that are listening right now to to be a part of the Special Olympics family and help grow the organization?
Right. I mean, we always need volunteers at our events. And, you know, if you come to one event and volunteer, I guarantee you'll come back to the next one. We have plenty of sponsorship opportunities as well. We have sponsorship opportunities for each individual competition. We have sponsorship opportunities for the whole year. If you're a health professional, you can definitely get involved in Healthy Athletes. If you want your business to either support it or actually come out to the games and do some kind of screening, that's always great too. And we have three fundraisers throughout the year, four technically, but one of them is kind of a pair fundraiser. And fundraise, do something cool, play in our golf tournament or go over the edge like we're going to talk about today. There's just a lot of great ways to get involved.
And you just segued right into our next idea, and that's Over the Edge for Special Olympics New Mexico. And like I said before, we're going to push you to the edge. Well, you may not push you off the edge,
right.
But
you'll be right there.
But let's talk about Over the Edge and going over, literally, as it states, Over the Edge. So this is taking place this month, and let's talk about this. What is Over the Edge?
Over the Edge is by far our most exhilarating, exciting fundraiser. It's pretty extreme, actually. It's a 14-story rappel over the New Mexico Bank and Trust building in downtown Albuquerque.
And everyone who's seen that building,
it's a big building. It really is. And I mean, I'm not one for heights, so it's a little scary. And we have a lot of different public figures who come out. We have a lot of news stations who are there. Lobo Louie and Lucy always go and they rappel. It's a really fun event. And I mean, it's totally worth it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, it really is. And the idea behind Over the Edge is that, it's a pretty risky thing to do, and it's a challenge. And our athletes face challenges every day in their lives, and it's just a way to relate an experience in our lives back to their whole lives. So if we can make that analogy and for even 30 minutes understand the kind of challenges that they go through every day, then maybe we're doing a little more.
Hey, I like that. Now, this event will raise your heart rate. It'll challenge your confidence and possibly and hopefully overcome your fears, because that building is a tall building. And
it is. And it is a long way down. You don't want to look down.
Or maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you're an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. You know? Maybe you like that rush. I don't. But yeah, it's a really cool, exciting fundraiser. It's on September 20th, so there's still time to fundraise. We have a couple weeks, and it's a minimum of $1,000, which can kind of sometimes seem like a daunting number. But
no, just get 10 people to do $100.
Exactly.
Bam, look, I just made it just easy for you.
Yeah, it's really not a super difficult number to get to, and all of the proceeds do benefit Special Olympics New Mexico and our statewide program. And